The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, I guess we can quit worrying about all these baseball players getting paid. Looks like it's going to work itself out. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Aaron Rabel, a.k.a. Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-7000. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And no matter how you're tuning in, whether it's on ESPN 97.5 or on the app or on the stream, or if you're watching on live stream, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Thanks for tuning in. I know it's a Tuesday. I know everybody's going to be in a bad mood, especially because the weather sucks and everybody can't drive when it's raining.
Yeah.
As I experienced a little bit of on the way in. It's all right. Let's have some fun today.
We'll do our best.
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Sports, stuff like that. I was actually, the ratings just came over.
Yeah.
And like right before the show started. So I haven't even really gotten to dig into them yet. But, I am afraid we're not number one in the city.
Oh, really?
For January. I think that honor belongs to John and Lance.
Oh, okay.
So
I don't mind that.
Yeah, I don't mind it either. There's worse things.
Yeah.
but yeah, I'll dig into it more tomorrow, but I think we won afternoons pretty handily, but John and Lance put up some pretty good numbers this month from what I could see.
Good for them. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
If we're going to lose, I want to lose to those guys. No shame in that. But yeah, I'll be interested to see him. So, spent most of the day getting a lot of stuff done for Sports Map.
Yeah.
We're doing all kinds of new cool stuff, and stay tuned. I think everybody's going to like what we're doing here over the next few weeks. We have some giveaways for Sam Houston Saturday night because I will be out there, which will be fun. Already did the card. And Friday, we're going to be at the Big City Wings in Kingwood. I'm looking forward to seeing that A.J. Hoffman table out there.
Oh, yes.
Well, there's a Fred Fowler one, too.
Yeah.
But
Are you gonna try to find some hot waitress to have relations with on that table?
I would try, but I'll fail miserably.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Pills for that, you know?
No, that's not it. It's that I think pretty much any woman would look at me and say, are you kidding me? I don't care if you have a table.
True. You are pretty vile.
Yeah. So that's not going to happen. So at least one big free agent down today.
Yeah, it's funny. We were talking about this just yesterday, and I was thinking, you know, maybe these guys need to readjust their mindset, their belief of what they're worth. And then Manny Machado gets all the money, and it's basically what I think what he was expecting all along. It was 10 years and $300 million. So it was a massive amount of money, and it's he's going to a team that I'm just not sure how much of a difference he'll make there.
Oh, they're not going to be any good. But hey, if you're him and they want to pay you $300 million to live in San Diego for 10 years,
there's worse places to be.
I would take that in a heartbeat.
The Padres last season were 66-96.
Okay, so this year they'll be 76-86.
Okay.
It'll be worth 10 wins.
I think that might be generous. I don't know.
They're not very good other than him. But I think this kind of goes to...
They talked about signing Keuchel, if you remember.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, when you think about who they've gotten late, like the Padres got Eric Hosmer a couple years ago, and that was a splash move. And Will Myers is a nice player they traded for. I mean, they've got some decent talent. They don't have any pitching to do anything. But, I feel like they are, I don't want to say they are burning money, but it's hard to picture them adding Manny Machado and suddenly being better than the Dodgers. Or
well, know, at least now. I mean, I think keep adding
or
pieces.
The Rockies.
Yeah,
or, you know.
But the reality is, when was the last time we ever talked about the Padres being even remotely relevant?
Typically, we don't.
Yeah. So,
but does this make them relevant?
Well, you add a player like that, it's a big move.
Were the Orioles relevant the whole time they had Manny Machado?
No. But I think at least people are talking about the Padres now, so it works out for them that way. Now, is that going to sell more Padres jerseys?
Oh, boy. Let me...
because...
Let me read this to you. This is according to CBS.com. This is the current projected San Diego Padres. I'll give you their lineup first.
Okay.
And the lineup is not embarrassing. It's a catcher, Francisco Mejia. They've got Austin Hedges as well. Both guys pretty decent. Yeah. Eric Hosmer at first. Ian Kinsler at second. Luis Urias at shortstop.
Boy, if this were 5 years ago.
Yeah. Jose Pirela at third base. Will Myers in left. Manuel Margot in center. Hunter Renfroe in right. And we can add Manny Machado at shortstop now instead of Luis Urias.
Or is he going to play third?
I'll have to do my research on who's more expendable between Luis Urias and Jose Pirela.
According to Jeff Passan earlier, I've got audio. He said it looks like Machado's going to be the third baseman.
Okay. So lineup, there's worse.
Yeah.
Their closer, you familiar with Kirby Yates?
Not really.
He's their closer. According to this, this is their five-man rotation.
Okay.
I'm going to work backwards just to build up the drama for the opening day starter.
Okay.
Number five starter, Matt Strom. You familiar with him?
I have heard the name. That's about all I can say.
Not the Astros pitching coach.
Right. No relation.
No. How about Brian Mitchell?
Oh, he's good.
He's their fourth pitcher. Logan Allen.
Love that guy.
Yeah?
I love that movie about him, too, where he pretended to be Wolverine.
What about their number two starter, Robbie Erlen?
He's of the Harvard Erlins.
That's a made-up name.
Yeah.
And opening day starter, drum roll, Joey Lucchesi. Sounds like a contender to me, guys. I don't know.
Lucchesi.
I don't know what you guys are hearing, but.
I'd definitely be on the phone with Dallas Keuchel if I were them.
Yeah, because now, okay, well, you can look at it two ways. You can say, well, crap, we just gave basically our whole free agent pool to one guy. But the other way to look at it is we just committed $300 million to this player. If we don't build around him, we wasted it. Which means if we don't get some starting pitching in here, we wasted that money.
Yeah, but you got him for 10 years. So you got 10 years to make something happen. And realistically, I think they'll, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road, keep adding players. I know they've got some guys they really like in the minors. You know, who knows how that turns out. That's always a crapshoot. But, you know, make a few moves here and there. You know, you're not going to catch the Dodgers anytime soon.
Yeah.
But you could get into that next group, especially if Arizona keeps fire sailing people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could see them making a little move this year.
They need to do something. That's a pretty pathetic rotation.
It's lacking, one might say.
The Padres have not been over 500 since 2010. And they've finished fourth or fifth in the NL West in the last four seasons.
2010. I think we were still noon to two.
2010 was my first year in Houston.
Your first full year, yeah, I think.
No, I moved here May of 2010.
2010? Good luck.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
So
Padres haven't been to the postseason since 2006.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was still at the Chronicle in 2006.
I'm telling you, it's a,
and that feels like a completely different lifetime ago.
Different life. So it's an uphill battle for sure.
Well, hey, good for them making a splash, and you know, we'll see how it pays out. Glad the guy got his money. I'm sure Bryce Harper will get his now, and I'm pretty sure that this whole time has just been teams bidding against themselves for these guys, which is why they wait till the last minute. And I'm sure Harper will get his, you know, it may be the same deal the Nationals offered him right off the bat.
Yep.
But that's the best you can do. So be it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, you know, I could tell from the text line that we've already got the Tuesday idiots out. So,
uh-oh, what's that mean?
Just means that the five-year-olds are texting us.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Good for you guys.
You're not in the mood for that today, are you?
Oh, I'm fine with it. I'm rebuilding my do not read list.
Okay.
So it's up to four now.
All right. Congratulations, guy. Yeah. Congratulations to all.
Yeah, so that means you can text all you want and it never gets read. I love that. It's like the mute on Twitter is what it is. And that way I don't have to get rid of them so they can still harass the other shows.
That's true. That helps.
Yeah.
They're going to want that.
What do you think Harper gets now?
Similar.
Yeah.
I
bet he gets a little bit more.
You know what? Had you asked me yesterday, I would have said, I bet that they get 8 years, $240 million. But now the floodgates might open for all these guys. We might see a bunch of guys get signed now. I mean, this is what everybody's been waiting for,
right?
Someone to set the baseline. And I bet you there's a bunch of owners pissed off that the Padres caved in and gave that dude $300 million.
Yeah, but if you're not willing to spend it, that's you.
Somebody else might.
Yep. Yeah.
They're not all, they're in a competition. People forget about that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
You know, I think Bryce Harper almost sees himself in a different stratosphere than Manny Machado. Manny Machado has been from the start, at least among evaluators, the preferred baseball player just because of his consistency, because he plays on the dirt. Bryce Harper is as much of a showpiece as he is a baseball player. He's a guy who you can sell tickets around. He's a guy who you can market around. He's a guy who you can sell sponsorships around. And because of that, I think Harper's been from the start thinking, okay, $300 million is the floor. He's going to get a lot more than that.
And we're back on The Blitz. Who was that?
That was Jeff Bisson again.
Ah.
When you look at the two guys statistically, they're pretty damn close with what they've done in their careers. I mean, so Bryce Harper, career 279 hitter.
Yeah.
Machado, career 282 hitter.
Is that close? I'm not good at
that.
That's
pretty close. Okay. Bryce Harper, 184 career home runs. Manny Machado, 175. RBI, 521 for Harper. And, well, now, oh, here we go. 513. Eight RBI separating them. And, in fact, if you look at career war, Manny Machado's 33.8. Bryce Harper, 27.4. You can make the argument that Manny Machado's a little bit better player.
Well, he plays a more valuable position for run producing. Well, when he's playing shortstop.
Yeah.
Even playing third, still has a little more value than the outfield. So I think it'll be, I bet he gets close. I bet he gets pretty much the same deal. So.
But if he thinks he's in a different stratosphere, That's pretty debatable. And I will say that there is, like, if someone signs Bryce Harper to be their center fielder, and Bryce Harper's played a lot of center field over the last couple of years, he's played in every outfield spot for the Nationals, and he's rotated quite a bit through them depending on who else they were throwing out there with him. But if he's a center fielder, I think those numbers, I mean, they're suddenly premium, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean if to get those numbers from a corner outfielder is that's nice. To get them from a center fielder is incredible. So I don't know. I'm not sure if that's the case. If he really does believe he's in a different stratosphere than Manny Machado, then he may be mistaken because their stratospheres seem pretty close together.
And I think the one thing that he does have is a little bit of star power, and we talk about this all the time, how who are the transcendent stars in baseball, like the most recognizable guys. Like it's easy with football and basketball, right? We know who those guys are.
Yeah.
Is Bryce Harper as close to, and I mean, he's not even in LeBron's, you can't even mention those in the same sentence, but I mean, what would be the comparable for NBA and Bryce Harper, even though he might be the best, he's certainly one of the best players in baseball.
I feel like Mike Trout's the biggest star.
Okay. But where would you put him? Bigger than Steph Curry?
Bryce Harper?
Yeah.
No,
this is my point I'm getting to. What about James Harden even?
No, there's not a baseball player as popular as James Harden. Including Mike Trout. And I'm saying Mike Trout's the most popular he's the biggest star baseball has. He's not as big of a star as probably the top 15 or 20 stars in the NBA.
Aaron Judge isn't a bigger star than Mike Trout in your mind?
No. I mean,
not ability wise, but star power wise, maybe.
I mean, he's in the conversation.
Yankee. Well, he's a Yankee. That's a big deal. He does those commercials for ESPN now. But even he, where are you getting in the NBA before you're talking about a guy who's a bigger individual star?
But this is what I'm saying. Like, if you just show random guy a picture of Steph Curry, he knows that's Steph Curry. If I show just 100 random people a picture of Bryce Harper, just a headshot, 75% you think know who he is?
We have a new job for intern Trey. Well, I guess he now works here. So yeah. Juggalo Trey.
He's too busy for that now. He's a big star. Speaking of big stars, I just don't know. Baseball players don't have the star power that they once. Like, there was a time Jose Canseco was a massive star.
Mark McGuire.
Sammy Sosa. Barry Bonds, even.
Yeah.
Like, those were...
Those were transcendent guys.
Yeah, there isn't one of those guys now.
When was the last one? Do you have to go back that far? Like, I think...
Derek Jeter.
Yeah, probably Jeter.
Or Mariano Rivera. Both of those guys were in the discussion.
It helps being a Yankee.
It does.
And the interesting thing to me about that is... Like,
David Ortiz was a...
He was pretty big, yeah.
But
even now, as great a lineup as the Red Sox have.
Like Mookie Betts, he's the reigning MVP, plays for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
How many people out of 100, if I just showed you a headshot of Mookie Betts, would know who he is? I'm telling you, it's not as big as you would think. Chris Bryant's probably up there with big stars.
Yeah.
Clayton Kershaw.
But again, that's... And I would say Verlander because of Kate Upton.
That's true, too.
He's got a pretty big following. But, I mean, are any of those guys... Boy, even if you start talking about the biggest NFL guys, just more recognizable. Like J.J. Watt walks into a room,
He's more recognizable than any Major League Baseball.
Aaron Rodgers, all those guys. Now, Aaron Donald might not be, which is weird because he plays in L.A.
Yeah, but he plays a non-sexy position.
Right. But I think that's the thing. If you're going to say different stratosphere, then, yeah, I think Bryce Harper has more star power in terms of, you know, like what his star rating is. Not necessarily his baseball. I would say do the Twitter test, but I'm not sure.
No, I'm not sure either. Juggalo Trey actually asks, Bryce Harper or Kawhi Leonard, who would someone notice first? Who would someone recognize first? That might be where your equivalents start to come in. Like those, that Bryce Harper may be the Kawhi Leonard of.
Yeah, I think I'd still lean Kawhi Leonard.
I think I would too.
But and the only reason I bring this up is that it's just part of signing guys is to make an impact, and I just as good as Bryce Harper is, I don't know that. Yeah, it maybe if he went to the Yankees, although. Did Stanton take a big step up when he went to the Yankees?
Not really.
Daniel said, I think Griffey was the last baseball megastar.
Derek Jeter is unquestionably a megastar.
No, he said Griffey.
I'm saying, but Derek Jeter.
Oh, yeah. Jeter like, was too.
He was around after
time.
Griffey.
Yeah. A-Rod still count? Didn't he?
A-Rod was a transcendent star.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds, but that was, for other reasons.
But before those other reasons, that dude
he easily could have been.
That was one where people would when the Giants came, especially the year he broke the record when the Giants came to Minute Maid for games, people would boo the Astros for not pitching to him.
Yeah,
that's how big he got, and you know then the other stuff affected it. See, I think Clemens was up there too, especially from his time with the Yankees.
Yeah,
but. I don't know that these guys, and there should be more of them. I mean, I think Bregman's got a chance to be a really big star. He's got a great personality. He's kind of a hard ass. I think he's got a shot. But
to be that level of a star?
Yeah, in the city, sure.
Yeah.
But nationally, I don't know.
No.
No. Somebody says Harper is Paul George. You know what? I'm going to slot him ahead of Paul George, slightly. Below Kawhi Leonard, ahead of Paul George. How's that?
Might be fair. I was thinking about, like, maybe he's DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, that's a good one. Now, Paul George and DeRozan are kind of in that same...
I think Bryce Harper might be ahead of DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
Paul George this year might have passed Bryce Harper. Paul George is having a badass season.
Yeah, see, and somebody said, I think he meant... different stratosphere and marketability and profitable for the club, meaning you can earn more for the club.
That's what we're talking about.
But even this guy who should have a bigger impact, I mean, we're getting pretty far down the list before we're getting to NBA players that are comps.
Let's look up this top 20 jersey sales.
Okay.
Major League Baseball. Where do you think Bryce Harper falls?
Well, I'm guessing Yankees, Red Sox would be one and two.
I'm talking about individual players.
I'm going to go four.
Number one, Aaron Judge.
Okay.
Number two, Jose Altuve.
Wow.
Now, to be fair, part of these, like, Mike Trout's 11th. People have had a long time to get a Mike Trout jersey. I mean, you know, and the same could be said for Bryce Harper. Number three, Javier Baez. Number four, Clayton Kershaw. 5, Mookie Betts. 6, Anthony Rizzo. 7, Chris Bryant. 8, Shohei Ohtani. 9, Giancarlo Stanton. 10, Yadier Molina. 11, Mike Trout. 12, Buster Posey. 13, Bryce Harper.
Wow.
14 is Freddie Freeman. Do you think anybody would say, you know what? If we bring Freddie Freeman in, we're suddenly, we've got a real star on our hands.
So, you'd have a really good player.
Yeah, but that's not what, saying.
No, that's not the conversation, but I'd.
There's not much question that Bryce Harper's a good player.
What's the jersey sales for Aaron Judge compared to NBA stars?
Oh, they don't lift numbers.
Oh, okay, well, that doesn't help.
They're not trying to give out their real numbers because they know, baseball knows that we'll go compare them to NBA and NFL and they'll look stupid. But, I mean... By the way, no young kids are like saying, hey, Mom, I want this baseball jersey for Christmas. I see kids all the time, and not as much now. I don't think jerseys are as popular as they once were. But like when I was, when I was in my 20s, jerseys were like the craze. But it was always football and basketball jerseys. Now, I didn't see many people walking around in baseball jerseys.
You've seen a lot.
You wear them to the games.
Right.
But not.
You see a lot more of them around here now than you used to.
Yeah.
And that'll obviously last for a little while because this team's damn popular in this city. But someone three, yes, isn't this subject to shame bell on the MLB for not marketing better?
I mean, it kind of is.
Yeah.
Because when you think about football players being more popular than baseball players, and I mean, football players, their heads are hidden for most of the game by a helmet. It's kind of surprising. And it wasn't always the case. Baseball players were marketed better back in the day.
I think that's some of it. But I also just think you're kind of going through a phase here where, and I think Aaron Judge, if he keeps doing what he's doing, might become that because
he could.
There is a clear dichotomy between the Yankees and everybody else. If you have a superstar, if Derek Jeter had been Craig Biggio, if he'd been here and had the same career,
well,
he wouldn't be Derek Jeter.
Yeah. Are you saying if he hadn't won a bunch of World Series?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that did kind of make a difference.
It did, but again, if he played for the Astros, just okay. Flip-flop those two.
Okay.
And Biggio's on World Series teams and Jeter's not. Jeter's not a big star like that. That's New York, man.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with it for sure.
Yeah, New York and winning.
But that's the other thing.
Because that
Bryce Harper hasn't won anything.
No, and the Yankees, when all those guys were at their biggest, that's when they were winning World Series every other year.
Yeah.
So.
And the reason you're seeing more in Houston is according to that list that AJ had, three Astros are on the top 20 of all jersey sales.
So
you've got Altuve. Springer jumps in at 17 and Correa at 19.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The only other team with three players is the Cubs.
Kind of makes sense because that's two franchises that struggled forever and then got really
popular
and won back to back. So, yeah. All right. Well, hey, guys. Got to tell you about Go Insurance. If you've got an iPhone, I have an iPhone. AJ has an iPhone. We all have iPhones. The easiest thing to do is stare at that thing all day. And while you're staring at it, why don't you make it useful? How about Go Car Insurance? Check out their app. It's a terrific app. If you haven't checked it out yet, listen, it's so easy to get a quote. And I had a couple people have texted me this week saying, hey, man, what's that insurance? I said, Go. And then they went and tried it out, got their quote, talked about how easy it was. All you have to do, snap a photo of your license, and you'll get a quote in seconds. And you can use Apple Pay. That's it. That's all you have to do. Go wants to make it simple. Go wants to make it as easy as the rest of the things on your iPhone. The whole world is in your iPhone, and that's what Go is going to do. If you're still stuck in the past filling out pages of insurance paperwork when you could be doing, well, anything else, why wouldn't you take a break from it? And while you're at it, just go search for Go Insurance in the App Store or visit go.insure to see how crazy fast car insurance can be. Just download the Go app to get a quote in less time than it takes to say, so long, paperwork, hello, 2019. Go Car Insurance, that's G-O.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Somebody asked who was bigger, Jeter or Tiger? I think it is high to probably go Tiger, but Jeter was pretty big.
I mean, they're comparable.
Yeah. 832 said baseball's just so spread out. The NFL's a short schedule and taking up mostly one day. That's true, but that doesn't.
So is the NBA, though.
The NBA's very spread out, too. So. 713-780-ESPN. Keith says, I think this conversation is different when they're blasting baseball highlights on TV all day and no one sees basketball players during their offseason. Man, I don't know. Basketball's offseason has almost gotten to be the NFL's.
Yeah.
So, I just think, now baseball players get paid more.
Yeah.
No question. A lot of people mention...
Which, that's another oddity of it.
Well, I mean, they're making money. There's no question. So, the other interesting, I think, part of... people keep bringing up the Padres have the best farm system in baseball. Well, that's not going to help you this year unless you trade some of those guys for more players.
Right.
And...
I mean, I guess if you're playing a long game, cool.
Yeah, and hit and miss. So... Joe says, do you really see Biggio pulling the girls Jeter did?
No.
I'm not going to comment on that. I don't know if you saw this, but the your American AAF, their football league, already got a new investor.
Oh.
Had to put in another $250 million.
Investor? Doesn't mean he's, does that mean he's the outright owner?
Well, it's the guy who owns the Carolina Hurricanes. Dundon, who I believe is from Dallas, put in $250 million to become the league's chairman amid reports.
Oh, you're invested? Oh, congratulations. Yeah. You're the boss now.
Yeah, you get to be in charge. The reports it was already in danger of running out of money after just 2 weeks of play. Now, this is from the same news organization that called it a popular league last week.
Yeah.
Now they're coming back with this. Now, of course, the league is... refuting that they were in trouble. They were just saying, oh, this was part of the plan all along, was to roll out.
Yeah, part of the plan all along was to find someone who would randomly give us $250 million that we knew that would happen after 2 weeks.
So that's it's interesting because how much is McMahon putting into the XFL of his own money?
I don't even remember. A pretty big amount, more than $250 million, I think.
I don't know. I thought it was like $150.
Oh, might be wrong.
About to say I might need to rethink that one a little bit in terms of investment, but yeah, that's not a good sign.
It will be funded with $100 million of WWE stock that was sold this past December.
Boy, if I were him, I'd back out of this whole XFL thing right now.
Yeah, I think one thing we were talking about is like, okay, the AAF has a chance to get in there first and get the better players and get established. They also have a chance to screw up.
Yeah, I'd get out of that thing if I'm Vince McMahon.
Yeah, I think he got the right guy to run it in Oliver Luck, but man, that's not a good sign. And I was like, well, at least he's willing to put $250 million into it. Yeah, now you're putting him in charge of the whole thing, right? Basically. He's chairman of the board. I think you can look at it two ways. You can look at it as, boy, this is not good, or, hey, they're doing so well that other guys are willing to put in a bunch of money.
Yep.
But it does seem, the timing seems very, very odd 2 weeks in. To say, whoops, we need some more money. And I think their long-term investment strategy is to develop in-game wagering and apps and things like that.
I think almost every sport is hoping that comes around sooner than later.
And I do think that there's some value in that. You've got to hang around until it actually happens.
Yep.
And that I think would be the concern is how long can you survive? There's no way to spin that to where it's a positive. I don't think, especially when there were reports coming out that, we're spending a lot more than we thought we were.
Right.
But, I don't know how accurate those reports are. I think, although I don't know who would be out there trying to sabotage the AAF.
Vince McMahon.
Maybe. But I don't know if he'd be sabotaging.
Sounds like a pro wrestling move, right?
It kind of would be.
If you're Vince McMahon, wouldn't it be a smarter move to try to buy the CFL?
I think the CFL is probably investment? More expensive than $100 million.
Yeah, do you know how much his net worth is?
Yeah, but it's for one thing, it's not a centralized league. It's owned by different owners.
Just like the NFL.
Yeah. So now you could go buy a team for $10 million, but you couldn't buy the league. Now, you could probably invest something in it. But I think the thing is the quality of play in this, and it's only been 2 weeks, so... give them time to get better when you put a team together as quickly as they did.
Yeah.
But the quality of play in this is not even close to the worst CFL team right now. It'll get better. Maybe Orlando is. You know, maybe Spurrier's got them playing at a pretty good level. But it's also a different game, and it's hard to judge. The CFL's always going to look faster because of the way their offense is set up with the receivers running at the line of scrimmage and things like that. It's going to play as a faster game. But, you know, I think the reality is, you know, I don't think people are going to tune in for quality. That's not what you're going to see with this. You want to see developmental guys.
The problem, I mean, I don't know. To me, college football is the developmental guys. And,
yeah, well.
Or how much better are you going to get if you're the 54th man on a roster? How much better are you going to get playing against the 54th through the 70th man on a roster? You know what I mean?
Well, some guys do take longer to develop, and theoretically. And hey,
but that's why the NFL chases potential now. That's why guys like Josh Allen get drafted so high, because it's like, man, Josh Allen doesn't look like he's anywhere near NFL ready, but hey, let's get him and see what we can work with it.
Well, theoretically, what you'd like to see is a guy like Cameron Wake developed in the CFL and then went to the NFL and became a really good player. There've been four or five or six of those. There's not a ton of them. You'd like to see them be able to develop that. I don't know that they've got that kind of talent running around.
I don't either. Because if they did, those guys would already be in the NFL.
Yeah, well, not always. Sometimes it takes guys longer. So, 713-780-3776.
Vamp, while I get out this Rockets read, I'm going to tell you what's going on with the Houston Rockets. I know you were dying to know, and I've been dying to tell you.
Well, they've been on the All-Star break, but they got that big event coming up.
Oh, yeah, but you know what also? You can be the first to welcome them home after the All-Star break. And if you're the second to welcome them home, you're probably not a great fan. But when they come back from the All-Star break, the Hawks are going to be here at the Toyota Center, February 25th. You can welcome the Rockets back from All-Star weekend when they host Trae Young and the Hawks, Monday, February 25th. Mix and match Monday ticket promotion presented by Li Ning. Purchase one all-inclusive ticket for as low as $29, and you'll receive a free bottle of beer, water, or soda. I'll go beer. Free popcorn or hot dog. I'll go popcorn. And one free red or black Rockets jersey t-shirt. I might go black t-shirt, although red does look good on me. Go to Rockets.com to get your tickets today. And they're still taking registers for the best ballers in H-Town. The 2019 Rockets Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood. Saturday, February 23rd. Register at Rockets.com. The biggest 3-on-3 basketball tournament in Houston, hosted at the MI3 Center. Tournaments for all ages and levels. Skill challenge, 3-point contest, dunk contest, you name it. And an event festival filled with live music, games, and Rockets entertainers. All participants will receive a tournament jersey, a player packet, and a ticket to an upcoming Houston Rockets game. That's the 2019 Rockets Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood, Saturday, February 23rd. For more information, check out Rockets.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, you get a chance, check out sportsmap.com today. Lots of good stuff. Joel Blank wrote a column on that person whose name I'm not going to give him any credit for, saying Manu Ginobili was better than Dream.
An idiot.
Yeah.
And you know what? What an idiot to anybody who bought into that enough to even discuss it.
Listen, I think the guy is kind of a genius in that he gets more attention for takes like that than anybody. I think he and Stephen A. And that's part of their shtick. That's why they're rich.
And
they get people writing stories about it. Say, oh, can you believe he said something this ridiculous? Like, yeah, because that's what he does.
And I think there's almost 0.0% chance that he believes that. But that's beside the point.
He gets attention for it. I want to start doing that. AJ, who's the best starting pitcher in Astros history?
Brandon Backey.
I want you to go with a real one here. Like somebody you really think would be the best.
That was you're trying to be hot take guy.
Yeah.
I can't be hot take guy.
No, I'm setting it up.
Why?
So you have to come
Brandon Backe is better than Justin Verlander. What do you know about sport?
Aaron, give us the best best Astros pitcher.
Roger Clemens.
Bob Nepper. Bob Nepper was the best pitcher in Astros history. Mm-mm. You guys are idiots. It was Bob Nepper. See?
But he didn't yell. He just kind of was like casually like, well, I know, maybe you're disagreeing.
I'm combining him with some of the other guys who yell. Okay. Like Patrick Creighton would yell that. That's how he works, right? Now, that's what guys do, and good on him, but I'm not going to give him any credit. Did you see, have you watched True Detective yet?
I have.
Your thoughts?
It was okay. I mean, the guy, it's set up to finish strong, but after last episode, I was expecting this to be like a bombshell one, and it wasn't.
It was kind of for the most part, it was a placeholder to the finale,
yeah.
Which I'm never a fan of. But they still haven't really revealed anything too big. But I think if you miss this episode, you wouldn't have missed much.
Yeah, I mean, well, the spoiler alert.
Well, yeah, there was one thing that was
right.
Well, we found out what it was they did.
Yeah.
They did the whole end of episode thing
And when we found out that the dad killed himself.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly. He didn't, but
yeah.
He was, everyone was made to believe that.
But it was kind of cool that they did the throwback to the first one.
I noticed that too. That was cool. Homage to the OGs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How they connected all the timelines together.
Also on Sports Map today. Jermaine has a column talking about baseball free agency. AJ has his college basketball. Does it feel like you wrote that like 2 days ago?
A little bit.
Yeah, that's how I always feel like. Because I've already got mine for Wednesday in there ready to go. And so by the time we do the show tomorrow.
But I had to stay up last night and finish I had to watch the TCU-Oklahoma State game. So I couldn't, because TCU is one of the teams I write.
Yeah.
So I had to wait till that game finished before I could turn it in. So, I mean, it's pretty recent for me. And, boy, I did not want to watch that TCU-Oklahoma State game. TCU's trying to make the tournament. They just lost to maybe the two worst teams in the Big 12 back-to-back.
I think there's probably eight people who are waiting for TCU and two who are waiting for Oklahoma State.
Yep, so, I was there. I was right there with you guys.
The other thing we have up is... MLB did a Twitter poll counting down to the best uniforms in baseball. Guess who won?
Los Astros.
Your beloved Astros.
Is that surprising to you?
Not really. I mean, I think the Astros uniforms are pretty cool.
They're pretty cool, but...
Well, I guess it depends on what... Because, the four finalists from the AL, Yankees, I think so, White Sox, A's, Astros... A's, I don't really
But the A's are kind of like the Astros. They've got one color that not a lot of people use.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Rockies or another team. They've got a color that nobody else really uses, and it jumps out at you.
See, I like
the classic looks.
Well, I do too. I like the Yankees. I like the Red Sox for that matter. I think the Blue Jays are kind of cool. On the other side, it was Mets, Cubs, Rockies.
The Mets are
Dodgers.
Horrible.
Yeah, those are terrible. Cubs, classic. Yes, I think they belong. What about the Cardinals?
Cardinals are pretty cool.
Yeah, they didn't make the Final Four in the National League. It was
when I think of the Mets, the first thing that came to mind was like, God, blue and orange. It's such a horrible color combination. And I went, oh wait, oh
yeah,
it's the Astros.
But they've also got that stupid logo with the bat and the ball, the apple. I mean. The Mets are terrible. I think any bird is pretty good. Like, I think the Cardinals are good. I actually like the Orioles.
The Orioles, another random color team.
Random color, but also kind of a really standout sort of thing, just like the Astros. I mean, I mentioned the Jays. Padres, while you got a $300 million guy, I think they're among the worst.
Mm.
Nobody likes little men logos.
No. No, I don't like their especially when they do the camo. It's a bad look.
Yeah. But congratulations to your Astro. DJ Hollygrove says, I'm a Giants fan, but the Astros definitely have some nice jerseys, especially the alternatives. I like the blue Astros jerseys the best.
Yeah.
I think those are my favorite. And, You know, there's something about that orange, though, that it kind of looks good.
I will say there is something. The White Sox are pretty cool. Maybe because they're the only team that's just black and white.
Yeah.
I kind of dig that.
I don't mind that one at all.
It's like the Raiders, you know. It's just
to me,
it feels like a tough guy uniform.
But you know what? I hate to tell you this. You're getting to being old. Like I like the traditional stuff, right?
Yeah.
I grew up with that Cubs logo. That's iconic. You know, the Cardinals, Pirates. The Pirates.
But I'm the same way.
The Pirates colors, though, it doesn't really work for me. Although I like the fact that Pittsburgh, all their teams have the same colors. That's kind of cool. But you know, I don't really like the weird stuff, but that's okay.
But I'm the same way in college football. Like I like the traditional, you know, the clean looks. Like I think Penn State has cool uniforms. I think Texas, when they wear all white, is pretty badass. I think Michigan has cool uniforms. I don't like what Oregon does. Like when I see Baylor in those highlighter uniforms, I'm just like, oh.
I actually look forward to seeing what Oregon's going to trot out there. Sometimes they're hideous, but sometimes they're pretty cool. I like LSU's. I've always liked LSU's uniforms. They're different.
I think Alabama's got cool uniforms. Yeah. Like just the number on the helmet. I mean, I think that's pretty badass.
And somebody mentioned the Reds. The Reds are like one of the perfect.
That's a classic.
That's a perfect traditional uniform. But yeah, but it was Astros and Dodgers. Dodgers also very traditional.
Yeah,
and it turned out just like 2017 did.
There you go.
So I don't know how scientific this was, but we put a story up on Sportsnet.
All right, guys. What is scientific? Who the best energy provider is in the whole city, in the whole wide world? It's Triangle Energy. There's a lot of different energy providers out there, and a scientific discussion determined that Triangle's the one that you need. Because those other guys are always going to throw different offers at you. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, you name it. They'll try it. And you might fall for one of those offers one day. Months later, you come to find out, man, I'm paying a higher rate than I thought I signed up for. Or what's this additional fee being tacked onto my bill? What is going on here? You know where you don't get that? Triangle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay, period. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TryEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TryEagleEnergy.com. PUCT license number 10064.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.